It's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire, the First National Bank, and the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
Time to welcome in our friend Mark Kalnan of Eastern Maine Sports. Hello there, Mark.
Hey, Rich. How's it going this afternoon?
Going well, thank you. Beautiful day out there. Little touch of fall in the air, which I don't know how you feel about it. I love that. I think it's great.
This is the best time. It's not too hot. It's not at the end of the year when it's really cold. It's a perfect night for a game.
Oh, I'll say that. Yeah, whatever sports you got going, you can't ask for much better than this. And a pretty good slate of games coming up this week. Where will you be?
Heading out to Foxcroft Academy in a little bit. Broadcasting out there. The Ponies in Old Town. Foxcroft comes in with the longest winning streak in the state at 12 games. So they haven't lost since no season 2020. So they haven't lost since 2019 in the playoffs against Bucksport. Went undefeated last year, won the state title game, and won another this year.
That's an excellent way to spend your evening watching that one. And boy, another very good game in the area tonight between Matanuck Academy and Stearns.
Yeah, definitely. That should be interesting tonight. That's an 8-man game, and Stearns got a good win last week. They were losing most of the game. They came back from 30-6 down against Orno, and we kind of talked about that last week. How Orno has the athletes and Stearns has the experience, and the experience ended up winning at the end of that. So another tough one for them tonight.
Boy, a tough test for the Brewer Witches coming up too.
Yeah, that should be a really good game, I think. Edward Little at Brewer. I think we believe it's going to be a competitive game, and it should be interesting. It's a home opener, so see how the Witches do.
Well, what are some other games on the schedule that people want to keep their eye on?
Well, I think we mentioned a few of them, but Coney at Skowhegan should be interesting tonight, and Herman at Oceanside. Both those games should be very interesting, and Hampton at MCI. Two teams that have struggled early in the year, but they can get one of those teams can get on the right foot tonight by getting a win. That's at Pittsfield. That's homecoming weekend for MCI, so a big one out there for them. But those are a couple games, and we mentioned Edward Little and Brewer, Bangor. They've had a tough start, as we talked about. They're gonna probably have a tough season, but I'm sure they'll keep improving. They're out in Fairfield tonight playing Lawrence.
What's going on in some of the other sports? I know, Mark, our Brewer field hockey players were pretty excited that they actually were able to score a couple of goals against Skowhegan earlier this week.
Yeah, that's not happening much. They're 6-0 again, but it's good for Brewer to get, that is exciting because, not many people do that against Skowhegan. Mesolonsky's also undefeated in field. A big one's going on right now in Dexter. Dexter hasn't given up a goal yet this year. They're 0-0 with Foxcroft at the end of the first quarter. They just defeated Foxcroft earlier this week. So a big one there. MCI is doing really well early in the season. And Lawrence has outscored their opponents 28-2 so far this year in Class B. And Gardner, also in Class B, outscored their opponents 28-3. So a couple powerhouses there. And I would say John Bapp programs are doing really well this year. Their two soccer teams haven't lost a game, so they're combined 7-0-2, and their football team, and that's another one tonight to watch too. John Bapp goes to Poland tonight and plays down south, but they're also 2-0. So combine those three teams, they're 9-0-2, and the field hockey teams are competitive also.
That's excellent. Who else is off to a good start in the soccer ranks?
MDI is their 2-1 Brewer in boys soccer and girls soccer, 4-1 in girls soccer, 3-1 in boys soccer. Bangor girls are doing well early on, and class D in girls and boys very competitive. In girls, you got MCI and Bucksport both undefeated, while Central and Dexter are both 3-1, and that's in girls and boys. Very competitive also. I think Mount View is really strong. They're 4-0. Bucksport's undefeated. Washington Academy and Fort Kent up north, powerful as usual.
That's awesome. Well, Mark, have a great time tonight. Sounds like it's going to be a terrific game. Enjoy that. Hope your weekend goes well. And we'll check in with you again next Friday afternoon.
Yeah, have fun down at Boston College, and good luck with Blackwood.
Yeah, thank you much. It's Mark Kalnan of Eastern Maine Sports. Everything you need to know, not just high school, but college and more, well, you can find it at Eastern Maine Sports. Our high school report is brought to you by Sweats Tire. serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. Buy the first. Dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community, and by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.